This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Another day, another hour, another chance to talk to the greatest audience on the face of the earth. And by the way, Governor Doug Burgum agrees. I did an interview with the governor last night. First interview I've ever done in front of a dumpster in a parking lot for a city hall. But the governor offered, I hope it's not a dumpster fire of an interview. So
that's to say.
Anyway.
And the only dumpster interview with any governor in the 50 states, I'll guarantee you that one.
There were some new guidelines that were announced this week on the coronavirus in North Dakota, so we did invite the governor to join us. His schedule was such that the morning, his schedule in the morning hours was too tight for an interview, so we decided to record one. I always prefer to do it live so that you can ask questions, but what I'd ask you to do today is listen to the interview. If you don't like the answer, you don't get the answer you want, you got a different question, text it to me, because next week we'll effort an interview with the governor where he can answer your questions, because I'm getting more and more requests for that. So one thing he did say, you should know, is he wants kids back at school 5 days a week. So my question is, how come it isn't happening? And essentially, I'm only able to really discern that, you know, not everybody in the apparatus of government does. But the governor does. I believe a lot of school administrators do, but I believe public health departments do not. So it's time for a, you know, everybody in one room, let's figure this out meeting. Kirsten Basler's been very, very, very proactive on saying we want kids back at school. It doesn't happen, and now it's sort of going backwards in some places, so not good. And we're going to continue to follow that. Governor also has some incredible things to say about the reasons why Donald Trump deserves your support. And I have to admit, about half of them I never thought of. He talked about the different areas of state government touched by, right here in North Dakota, by the president's policies. So that's pretty extraordinary. So we'll get into that a little bit. We also have a good long conversation about a number of things related to the coronavirus response. And the governor has a message for our listeners. So you want to listen for that, too, coming up today on the program, okay? Also, a very, very close Senate race. We've adopted the Minnesota Senate race with Jason Lewis. Half of our audience is in Minnesota, approximately. And, you know, we see day in and day out what you're dealing with there with Tim Walz as governor. And I know Minnesota conservatives are all in right now for Jason Lewis and for the president, Michelle Fischbach. So we'll give you a little more to talk about there. Jason Lewis does not have the resources that Tina Smith has. Donald Trump does not have the resources that Joe Biden has. This is something you need to think about. Our candidate's underfunded. What does that mean? That means the swamp wants the swamp keys back, is what it means. So, anyway, we're going to be dealing with that today on the program, okay? We'll get to your calls, your questions, your comments. The governor at the bottom of the hour. Michelle Bachman, too, at the top of the next hour on thereturn.org. Mike Lindell, Michelle Bachman have been telling us about that for a while. It's here. Starts tomorrow. Thereturn.org. Tell you about that, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Right now, on our newsmaker line, is the director of press communications for the Trump campaign, because today, the vice president of the United States, Ivanka Trump, the daughter of President Trump, will be in Minnesota for a Cops for Trump event. We want to get a little bit of the details on today and talk a little bit about an update on the campaign. Aaron, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today. Cops for Trump. Doesn't surprise me. Last night, Louisville, two cops shot. And you know what Joe Biden is saying today? Joe Biden is saying, we've got to keep Breonna Taylor on our mind. We've got to keep it on our lips. It's got to be out there out front. I think that's been adjudicated. I think if you know the facts of that case, that's there. But what do you make of Joe Biden on the heels of two cops being shot in Louisville, on the heels of this grand jury announcement talking about not the cops, but someone that was involved in this crime previously and sadly lost her life. I'm not saying that anybody isn't, you know, ripped up about that, but to me, I don't lead with Breonna Taylor. That is yesterday's news. Today's news is two cops. Am I wrong?
I mean, those two cops were out there defending the rights of everybody to peaceably assemble, and then they were shot in cold blood. Listen, if the country wants to have a conversation, absolutely. But rising to violence is not the American way. Joe Biden is fanning the flames of this every single day when he doesn't talk about the fact that he was turning a blind eye for months to the uprise in violence in our streets in the United States, for months. And it wasn't until after his national convention when he got all of his, you know, happy little friends together so that before he started saying, yeah, we shouldn't have any violence. That shouldn't even be a question. We shouldn't be asking whether or not we should be funding the police in the United States. We certainly should be talking about those two officers that were shot. I mean, after the shooting of those two officers in L.A. the other week, he talked about gun control. After two cops were shot, here's the thing. We shouldn't be making the men and women who put the badge on their chest every day feel like they're anything other than the best of our country. And that's what Joe Biden does, and he fans those flames every day.
Thankfully, law enforcement has noticed, and they seem to be growing in numbers in endorsements for the president. Cops for Trump today, a big one with, obviously, aftermath of George Floyd, what happened there to the law enforcement officials down there. I mean, you've got a Minneapolis City Council says, yeah, let's defund them. Yeah. And so great support for the president there. Where did I just hear another group? Was it L.A.? That came out? I can't remember. Was it L.A.?
New York.
New York,
yep,
too?
We keep getting them. Yeah. I mean, these are union workers, right? And that's people always say, oh, unions don't go for President Trump. They can't go for Republicans. Well, law enforcement does because they know there's no bigger champion for the brave men and women of law enforcement who do their job right than President Trump and Vice President Pence. The men and women of law enforcement are the best of our country, not the worst.
No kidding. So I got to ask you about this flap that the national media is loving from yesterday in the briefing. Will you pledge that you will not, want the president on record? He is saying, if I were the president, I would have said, I don't riot. So you don't have to worry about me. And guess what? My supporters don't either. So I think this is a question for Joe Biden, not for me. But everybody is upset that he didn't draw a line in the sand. What do you say to that, Aaron?
Well, again, it's just the media trying to sow chaos into the election. They want everybody to say, oh, look. But it's the media who are the ones that are perpetrating these lies about the peaceful transfer of power. It's Hillary Clinton. These are questions for Joe Biden because it's Hillary Clinton who's saying, Joe, don't concede. Don't believe the election results. Don't do this. It's Democrats and the media. They do this all the time where they gaslight Republicans and say, like, oh, well, you won't do this. But it's them who does it. I mean, they were talking about, trying to have foreign interference in the election of 2016 when Hillary Clinton was the one paying for the Grand Dossier. I mean, it's unbelievable how hypocritical Democrats are. But this is the media trying to sow chaos into the election so that on Election Day, when President Trump wins, they're going to say, well, you can't believe those results. Well, you can believe those results. We're going to make sure of it, but it's just the media trying to sow chaos.
Very good counsel from Aaron Perrine right there. When you see these stories, go a couple steps further. What are they trying to accomplish? And she's exactly right. This is the sow chaos, number one, now, and two, be able to, use that later. So couldn't agree anymore. About a half a minute left. Tell me what the vice president and Ivanka Trump will do today in Minneapolis.
Yeah, well, they stand, like we've talked about, with the brave men and women of law enforcement, and they're going to have a conversation about that with the American people in Minneapolis, in a city where you have seen so much of the defunding of the police. And for those interested in going, the event is at 3 p.m. Central Time. You can sign up online at donaldjtrump.com/events and be part of that fire, that kind of, conversation we're going to be having today about the brave men and women of law enforcement in this country.
That's the most important thing we wanted you to know. You can go today. You can see Ivanka Trump and the vice president and stand there with law enforcement. What a great idea to do it. Please get there if you can today, just a few hours down the road. Aaron, thanks for the update. Appreciate the time very much.
Thank you.
Always appreciate our opportunity to bring you the voices from the Trump campaign right here. Your calls when we come back. Call now, 258-0550. Oh, okay. I'm early?
I guess we're early.
I tried to go to break early.
Well,
can you play me that?
What you get.
Can you play me that clip?
Yeah, the question.
I want to play
with you. Real quickly, win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit here today for a peaceful transferal of power after the election? And there has been rioting in Louisville. There's been rioting in many cities across this country, red and your so-called red and blue states. Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Yeah, this guy's waiting for a big answer. We'll play the president's response when we come back here so you can hear that in its entirety. But isn't that kind of just a... Can you just hear the snarky in his voice?
Yep.
You know, and again, I would have said, I'll commit to a peaceful... I don't, and neither do our supporters. It's liberals. It's anarchists. Come on.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program, where today you buy any size fountain pop at PetroServe USA, it's only 79 cents. Better yet are those lunch specials, the home cooking at PetroServe USA today, grab and go convenience. Gotta love it. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine today. Or you want meatloaf dinner? Just take the exit off I-29 to Harwood. You'll find PetroServe USA right there. on the southeast corner of that exchange. Valley City pulled pork or French dip sandwich today, exit 292 off I-94. Don't forget the personal pan pizza. That's the 4 for $4 deal. The pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Here's our telephone number. I'm just looking here. We have a segment here or a segment there for calls today, but not our usual amount of time for callers. So a lot of guests, the governor, the bottom of the hour, Jason Lewis, Michelle Bachman. If you have calls, questions, or comments, get them in right now, okay? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367. This is for a text, 2054. 367-2054 to text me. Or Todd at 226-8503. Governor Burgum best walk back his unconstitutional quarantine order and quickly, says this texter. Will not comply, no cooperate with his state health Nazi. I think you're referring to some news yesterday related to an update on how long individuals have to quarantine. You know, is it close contacts? Is it family contacts? So they changed that. And in the process of that, they updated those guidelines and they put them out. As part of those guidelines is a penalty that says if you don't follow this, you could be a Class B misdemeanor and like a $10,000 fine. I did a little digging on that yesterday, and I said, why this? What's going on here? Why a penalty? What are you doing here? What you know, come on. Sounds heavy-handed. And they said, that is not a new penalty. We've had that penalty since Mylon Tuffy issued it in March, I believe. And it is a, I guess, strong statement about the seriousness of the order. But no one, I repeat, no one has received a fine. No one has received a Class B misdemeanor charge for it. So I think it's safe to say that worry was a little overblown yesterday because it's nothing new and no one's been charged. So there's plenty of things to be concerned about, plenty of things to advocate about. I believe one of them is getting kids back in school, which the governor agrees with, and we're going to hear that in a bit. But that is not one of them. Just keep your powder dry on that one, okay? My recommendation. You do whatever you want, but my recommendation. Here is President Trump's answer to that goofball in the media yesterday. Win, lose, or draw, do you commit right here to a peaceful transition of power? How is that Donald Trump's answer to him, first of all, right? I mean, can he say, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep a bunch of liberals from, you know, shooting cops? And no, they do it anyway. But this is their, Aaron Perrine from the Trump campaign had it just right. This is just a way to sow seeds of anarchy, do everything they can. But go ahead and roll his answer.
The election. Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transferal of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it. And you know who knows it better than anybody else? The Democrats know it better than anybody else. Go ahead.
Now, because he said, we'll see what happened, and I honestly think the president's answering a different question. He's basically saying, you got to clean up this mess. If you have a mess, you can have riots. Now, is he going to be the one rioting?
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on.
I would look to the guy and said, what makes you think I'm going to lose, dude?
Exactly.
Really? Man, we're not going to lose anything.
Tate in Galba, North Dakota. Go ahead, Tate.
Yes. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Great, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm just calling in. Well, on one hand, you know, I mean, I don't know how one person can't watch that and understand the different questions that Trump's getting to what Biden's getting. But
good point. Ridiculous.
But on the other hand, I got a lighter note. This Saturday, we're going to have a very large equipment auction in Amadon, North Dakota. The Daryl Dennis estate sale, very large case, new late model equipment, combines, quad tracks, big case tractors. very large assortment of cattle equipment. It's going to be a very large sale. I guess there will be online bidding, but, I mean, if you want to be back to normal, get it in person as well. We'll have a food truck there, farm-to-flame food truck, very, very good food. But, yes, if you want more information or to see the sale bill, it'll be at weishaurauction.com, weishaurauctions.com.
All right, Tate. Well, when you said a lighter note, I didn't. Usually, people don't refer to auctions as a lighter note, although they are kind of a fun North Dakota pastime, and you always feel bad for, you know, somebody that's selling. But if it's a retirement auction, that's a little different deal. But I, nonetheless, yeah. It's a North Dakota Saturday. It sounds like to me, it's Saturday. You said, right?
Yep.
All right, Tate. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Kelly in Trail City, South Dakota. Go.
Good morning, Scott. My main reason for my call was I heard I had a friend from the Minneapolis metro area here over the weekend, and I have not heard this on the national news. I haven't heard it anywhere. I could have missed it. But he told me that Ilhan Omar's competitor for the fall race had been killed at a gas station in Minneapolis.
No, I think what you heard is this. There were two volunteers for the campaign that were shot and were sadly, tragically murdered.
For Lacey's campaign, right? Lacey Johnson, I believe.
Well, Lacey Johnson
is. This was for Johnson, yep.
Yeah, this is Lacey Johnson's campaign. And so it was two of the workers, and evidently they were involved in some gang stuff.
Okay.
You know, somebody was trying to help them and, you know, get them into the campaign, be a volunteer, turn their life around kind of thing, but they'd had gang passed and evidently, you know, whatever.
So Johnson is still alive and a viable candidate.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, good. Now, the only other thing, kind of on a lighthearted deal like the previous caller, I think you guys should play a little more Led Zeppelin. And When the Lady Rakes is a great riff for the bumper music at the beginning, and I know Todd can come up with that immediately.
What's the song?
When the Lady Rakes by Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There you go. It's kind of a sensitive flood, you know, related song, so we have banned it, but we'll maybe temporarily lift the ban.
Okay, yeah, there's no flood now.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly, Kelly. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
You bet. Is this it?
Yep.
Yeah, we've been playing this one for a while. Right?
Yep.
I didn't know that was
maybe. Yeah, but still.
Clint in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just wanting to mention U-Haul, and I sure hope somebody from the local U-Haul is listening. So they can contact the corporate office. But I rented a U-Haul trailer a few years ago, and I asked them why it didn't have a jack. What if I want to unhook it? We were going to Colorado, and...
All right, I got to hear the rest of the story during the break here, Clint, so just hang on if you would. Governor Burgum in our chat with him
coming
up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three, and that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fence Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of, and uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump under fire from Democrats and some establishment Republicans for not committing to a peaceful transition of power if he was to lose November's election. During a White House briefing yesterday, the president said we should see what happens, appearing to bring up his frustration again over mail-in ballots, suggesting they would be a fraudulent disaster. The president also raising eyebrows by suggesting that it would be up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, indicating he could overrule the FDA. But Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar assured on NBC's Today Show,
politics will play no role whatsoever in the approval of a vaccine.
First-time jobless claims were up by a relatively slight 4,000 last week from the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
CJ and the team are hard at it. You know, if you have anything diesel, you want to get it running better, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, trust. That's a key word, trust. 20-plus years of experience to every job on all things diesel. That's all they do is diesel. They do it for folks all over the region. They're in Bismarck. Call them at 701-258-5011. They do house calls. They go anywhere. Give him a ring. Clint in Bismarck. So tell me the rest of the U-Haul story really quick. I got half a minute for you.
So really quick, they wouldn't allow me to have a jack on their trailer for fear I didn't know how to hook or unhook it correctly. They didn't want to be part of a photo op. Well, there was a photo op this morning of a U-Haul truck that was distributing riot gear in Louisville. And I challenged the U-Haul company to try to identify that truck and help authorities and help the good cause. Don't help the rioters.
Good point, Clint. Thanks for the call. My solution would be to call Action Movers, not mess around with you all. Get some pros to do that. Crying out loud.
Segue.
You like that? Governor Doug Burgum, next up on the program. Do you hear anything in here that you have a question about, you have a response to, text me, 701-367-2054, and we'll follow up with the governor in our next interview. This one recorded yesterday, and I started by asking about the changes announced in the press conference about some counties changing levels and what that means.
Well, we had, the good news today was we had three counties that went, as we say, from green to blue, which means they are even less risk. I mean, so we've got some parts of our state where almost zero infection, and they're in the lowest risk level. We did have some counties that stayed where they were, and then we had some that moved up, and they moved up because we're seeing an increase. We're at a record now in terms of number of active cases in the state. We're at a record in terms of hospitalizations. We still have got a lot of capacity in hospitalization, and we're balancing here in North Dakota. We've got one of the most open economies. We've got kids back in school. We want to keep them in school, and so again, we're asking local leaders in those communities where they've got increasing positivity rates and increasing case rates to come together as a community and say, what can we do to help keep kids in school? What can we do to keep our bars and restaurants open? What can we do to keep having events? And it's pretty simple: is this virus only transmits by human to human transmission. So a simple thing we can do is just have less transmissible moments between individuals, and that's one way to slow it down.
So specific to these new recommendations, one of the things is the quarantining and the change of when you need to do that. It used to be family, now it's any close contact. We want you quarantining. Obviously, that changes things significantly for some folks, and also I would think would be considerably a disruptor to the schools when we're trying to transition to into more in-school learning. So how do we balance those two?
Well, I think that's something we have to really be thoughtful about and how we think about that. But one of the things that we're digging into, not national data, just North Dakota data, of saying if someone's positive and then they've got a close contact that's been identified, what percentage of those end up becoming a positive? And we think right now it could be almost as high as one-third. And so, you know, one way to keep the whole state open would be to make sure that the 3,000 or so people that are positive, if they're isolated and their close contacts stay isolated. If we just did that for 2 weeks right now, we would probably get this whole thing shut down, as opposed to having, you know, 760,000 people worrying about what they have to do every day. So, again, as we're asking for a little extra commitment from the people that are either positive or close to someone who is, to be extra diligent to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a position where you might be spreading it, particularly to our most vulnerable. We do have 10 nursing homes now in the state which have more than 10 cases, and part of the increase in the death count you've seen is coming out of nursing homes. And so again, when we have community spread, it goes to the people that work in nursing homes. They go into those, then they work every day, they're a reflection of the community, and then we're losing people in nursing homes. And so again, that's why till we get to a point of having broader lower cost testing, until you get to a point down the road we may have different mitigations, we just have the community for the next few months really be careful where we've got communities fed, because then all of us are in this together to protect the most vulnerable.
Obviously now some of those yellow counties that are new to the yellow county category and others may be going back, Cass County added this week as well, you're going to have some significant concern among the business community of, okay, I own a restaurant, do I need to go back to half capacity, do I not? Obviously, the PPP renewal is uncertain, and the financial difficulties continue to pile on. What message do you have to businesses, especially in those yellow counties?
Well, I think the message has really got to go out to local leadership, and whether it's, you know, the mayors, county commissioners, school boards, university presidents, they've got to come together as a community and say, what can we do to get infection rates down so we can keep everybody open? I mean, that's really the path towards having our lives back, is to get rid of this virus. And I just want to commend the new mayor in Grand Forks, Brandon, what he's done up there. I mean, he's a new mayor. He's in a town where between the bars and restaurants and the college has been a tight link my entire lifetime. I mean, this is a college town, and Grand Forks loves their bars and restaurants. And he asked them all not to close. He asked them all to shut at 11 p.m. And they have gone from 7.6 positivity rate to half of that in just 2 weeks, and other things that the city did to come together. So we know with local leadership, people can take small mitigation things, which won't permanently hurt someone's business model, but punch through this thing and get your numbers down again.
I heard a fair amount of people say, you know, I was all in to make sure we didn't overwhelm the hospitals, and we haven't in North Dakota, right? We still don't. We have 3,300 beds less than 100 hospitalized right now, so a low number there. Then obviously the concern was, what's the mortality rate? If I do get this, what are my chances of dying? And that has continued to drop and to go down. Yet, you know, we're saying, okay, one more thing. It is, I know you know this, giving people a lot of fatigue about COVID right. And just sort of saying, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. So how much longer can you keep up the effort of encouraging people to do things when they feel like, hey, I was with you in the beginning and we did the job and we're okay now? And even if you look at the increase in cases right now, the large majority of those are, 17 to 24 in that age range, which is, again, those college students who are thankfully, recovering rather quickly from it all. So is it still something that we need to be this lockdown? Lockdown's the wrong word, because we don't lock down.
Because we're not locked down.
No, but at least have this level of restrictions recommended.
Well, I would say, again, let's talk about reality. We are one of the most open states in America right now. We're trying to do it all. We're trying to have our economy go in full blow. We're trying to have kids back in school. We want kids back in school. We got our universities open for in-person learning. Every business that wants to be open can be open. So we are among the most open states. I mean, you and I were just talking. In New York City, on October 1st, first time in 6 months you can eat in a restaurant inside at 25% capacity. I mean, we're not New York. I mean, we are wide open here. But what we are doing is saying, if you want to stay wide open, then let's just be thoughtful about how we might do mitigation. And the mortality rate, again, this is what it's up. In North Dakota, 1.07%, just over 1% of the people that have had COVID have died. And you'd say, well, yeah, but that's generally people that are, you know, older and have underlying conditions. Well, that's going to be all of us someday, probably, because people live a long time in North Dakota. And if the national average for the mortality rate for COVID right now for the U.S. is 3%. So that's I don't know what odds people want to take. Maybe some people want to, take on those odds. But if you're over 65 and are, in a congregate setting, then the risk goes way up. I mean, you're talking, multiples higher than that. So it's a very deadly disease for someone who's older and living in a nursing home. And that's why we're really focused with our vulnerable population protection plan, because it's part of the challenge for humanity and for the general public and for people's understanding is this thing, because each of us as individuals might be at low risk, but there are some among us where the risk is very high. And so it's a question of, are we willing to do small things to help protect those that are really vulnerable when we ourselves may not be? And I've always felt that North Dakota, nobody in North Dakota wants to hurt somebody else. Nobody would want to say, hey, if I'm careless about what I do today, it may infect a healthcare worker who tomorrow infects a North Dakotan who then dies. I mean, no one wants to be 1 or 2 degrees of separation away from someone's death, regardless of their age. And so I believe in the goodness of North Dakotans, and I believe that if we could have a tish less anger and a lot more empathy, that's probably all we need to get through this thing. We don't need to close businesses, and we don't need more government restrictions. We just need to understand that part of our freedom and liberty is also built on caring about each other, caring about the neighbors. You see stories all the time about, somebody is sick and all the neighbors come and help harvest. I mean, that's the North Dakota I know, and I think that there is a North Dakota out there that right now, for a few more months until we get to the point where if we've got low-cost $5 15-minute tests, that's going to change everything. That's going to allow nursing home visitation. That could allow us getting back in the stadiums. I mean, and those things are coming on the market right now, so the way it is today is not the way it's always going to be, but people have to push through the compliance fatigue and the COVID fatigue and reconnect with their care and their love for their neighbors and say, what can we do for a few more months to help save a few lives? What can we do? And I believe North Dakotans will do that. But if they do it, they'll do it on their own. They're not going to do it because government's going to tell them what to do. We know that.
I'm curious if you've seen any numbers along the way or a study here or there that has you say, that's different than I was originally told, or that's different than what I thought. I think of a couple of them we've dealt with recently on the air. We did a look at each month of deaths in North Dakota back to 2015, month by month, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, through, I think, August of 2020, right on average, even this year, on average. Now, obviously, we're not a huge state, but there's not a big spike in deaths, despite the fact that there are people that have died from coronavirus. Same thing nationally. We actually have the deputy chief of staff on that is with the president, a part of the corona task force, or the coronavirus task force, who said that they've looked at the same thing, and nationally, a little bit of a spike in April, and everything's leveled off. He said, well, I believe when we get done, well, the same amount of deaths that we would have had with or without coronavirus. That's, to me, a significant number. You?
Well, I think that's not really a fair compare group, because of all the mitigation that has gone on to protect people in nursing homes. I mean, I think in North Dakota, we'll probably look back on the data and say we had a couple months where we had fewer people die because we were doing a great job on infection control. People were wearing masks. But it was a cost, at a mental health and behavioral health cost, because we had restricted visitation and we're having to test people every week. So we know that's not sustainable, and we're continuing to learn more. But your question was, what have we learned? I think one of the things we're learning now is when last spring, when this came, we shut down the nationwide, virtually all the schools in North Dakota, we went to distance learning. What we're seeing is we now have a small percentage of the nation is getting back to in-person learning. States like North Dakota are leading the way on in-person learning. Rural parts of other states are leading the way on in-person learning. And what we're seeing is that even with these in North Dakota where we've got infection rates going up, we're not seeing massive outbreaks in school. We're not seeing, you know, one person get sick and suddenly, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of kids that get sick. And if that, and you haven't seen that story nationally. So there is some increasing optimism that partly maybe the nature of the virus being more generous to young people. This is opposite of the 1918 flu, which was
more coming up with the governor.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've opened our new state-of-the-art facility for our School of Engineering, filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. Our engineering faculty is world-class and now have a beautiful space to do their craft of educating our students who will go out and serve their communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, or civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Discover more at umary.edu/engineering.
Pfeiffer's Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowauer, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pfeiffer's Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman. For online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Intelligent Ag.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Led Zeppelin.
Living before the top of the hour, Governor Doug Burgum in our interview from yesterday, getting a lot of feedback and questions to follow up on, which I appreciate. Keep sending those at 701-367-2054. And we have the governor on the re-election of Donald Trump and why that's important for North Dakota, as well as a plea to our listeners coming up as well. So lots to cover. We're in the middle of the conversation about what we need to do now to get to where we all want to be, with just a few more seconds in this answer from the governor.
It's really deadly for kids. You know, this is a less impactful. And so I think that we've got a chance where we can just keep pushing, and we have been pushing hard to say, let's try to get back to 5 days of school for kids in North Dakota. Because this idea of we're doing hybrid learning and they're in school one day and then the next day they're in child care and then back in school and the next day they're staying with grandma, we're creating more transmissible moments. And what we said, it's not about, you know, do what you have to do to not be a transmitter, whether it's distancing or other mitigation mechanisms. But the other thing, if you can, is stay with your same cohort. And if you can get kids to be in their same cohort, maybe we can keep them all in school. So I'm encouraged by what we're seeing in North Dakota, and I'm encouraged by what we're seeing nationally about kids back in school. And I think that's very, very positive.
Governor, very clear on wanting kids back in school 4 days a week. Now, my question, there's examples where so do the schools, administration, teachers, whatnot, local leadership, the governor's saying he does, local elected officials do, but the health department does not. Why?
Talking to our new, you know, interim health officer, too, who's spent a lot of time looking at this, is it's not clear that even if you're asymptomatic and you're an athlete or other things, you still could be, you know, creating some longer term heart or lung issues. And I think, again, as a parent, nobody wants their kids to take risks that might create long term health care problems. And so we'll know more in the months ahead. So while we're still learning, OK, to, you know, we're forging ahead on a path towards being open, but still also being cautious about making sure we're not endangering either our youth or our vulnerable people.
So you've seen enough to be concerned about the potential for long-term effects after you have it?
I have, and I just say, again, it's not like I'm scared to death of it, but I would say, you know, if we have a path where we can have schools open, businesses open, and still be thoughtful about making sure that we're not putting our next generation of kids at danger or unduly risking those that are most vulnerable that are in congregate care, then it's a great path. I'd say North Dakota's on a winning path right now because we've got what everybody else wants. Our economy's open, our kids are in school, our infection rates are lower than half the states right now. But they're just going the wrong way. We just want to nudge them back down the other direction. But everybody should feel good about where we are. And those places where we're seeing increases should get together as a community and say, what should we do as leaders to try to see if we can check this? Because that's the way we can, if you want to go to watch a football game on Friday night and have the stands full, our path to doing that is by the adults getting together and saying, what can we do to help slow the spread in our community?
I'm going to ask quick questions here for you. One, back to the schools. You know, I've talked to administrators in every corner of the state. I've talked to teachers. I've talked to students. They want to be in school, right? I mean, they're jumping up and down when they hear you say 5 days a week, we're in school, let's do this, I want to do this. But the schools seem to be getting pressure from public health on doing that. And obviously, I know there's a part of the, you know, plan that has to be approved by public health. They're providing input on it. If you're a superintendent, you're not going to say no to the public health person. So, can you bring them around?
Well, I think it's public health is got a job to do, and their job is to make recommendations focused around the least amount of risk and the best outcomes from a health standpoint. When you're an elected leader, if you're a school board member, if you're a mayor, if you're the governor, then you got to make decisions that balance not just the physical health, but the mental health, the behavioral health, the economic health, all of these other things. And so, you know, that recommendation, if our public health officials are making recommendations around health, we should listen to that, and then we should take that as one input and balance it against all the other decisions that we have to make and make holistic decisions.
And last question, this latest, you know, spike, now that what everybody's dealing with, whoa, what's going on? Why are we going back up? I mean, is it fair to say it's students, it's young people, it's the fact that colleges are back, they're testing every day, and you test more, you're going to get more positives. Is that the issue?
Well, I think it's one component, because as you noted, we're getting a lot in this 18 to 29-year-old rate. But I think it's also, the adults just can't say it's all the kids in college, because we know that when we've had outbreaks that have spread to a lot of people through contact tracing, some of those are weddings. You know, those are, you know, everybody from little kids to, you know, grandma and grandpa. Nobody wants to miss a wedding. You know, everybody's there. You put hundreds of people in close contact and dancing and talking over loud music close to each other. Those are places where transmission, effectively if it's indoors, can happen. And so I think, again, people just have to be thoughtful about the gatherings. And I think some of what we're seeing is back to school, and some of it is Labor Day. We had a spike after the 4th of July. In some parts of the state, we've had a spike after Labor Day. It's good that we don't have any, you know, holidays coming up here. We'll see what happens on Halloween. I guess everybody can be wearing masks on Halloween. But some of it has to do with human behavior. And we as humans gather more around holiday weekends than we do other times. I think the other piece is people have been great about getting outdoors this summer, and whether fishing, camping, taking advantage of all the great things we have to offer in North Dakota. But as we head towards winter and more enclosed spaces, I mean, part of the data would also say that this thing is more transmissible when you've got poor circulation on indoor spaces. So making choices about if you're going to congregate, where do you congregate in places where you've got better airflow. It's one of the reasons why one of the things we're doing on mitigation, where we've had outbreaks that have led to, you know, multiple deaths in nursing homes in a short period of time, then we're saying, hey, let's take a look at your air filtration system and get some more air exchange in here, and maybe we can save some lives that way as well.
Governor Doug Burgum with us on What's on Your Mind. More of the interview throughout the hour coming up. Don't go away.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.